The world of enterprise sales has a problem. In conference rooms across the country, sales teams engage in a predictable dance. Reps inflate numbers they privately doubt, managers accept forecasts without proper scrutiny, and when the quarter closes, everyone acts surprised when projections implode. This broken system produces demoralized teams, eroded trust, and unreliable revenue forecasts that impact entire organizations. But what if there was a better way? Most sales organizations suffer from a dangerous illusion, mistaking busy work for progress. They measure success through activity metrics, calls made, emails sent, meetings booked, rather than meaningful qualification. This approach fails spectacularly when companies transition from transactional sales to complex enterprise deals requiring multi-stakeholder engagement at the executive level. Consider what happens in most forecast reviews. Shannon strategically projects just below quota while hinting at upside potential. Carlos maintains realistic numbers despite pressure to inflate. Kathleen forecasts 20% above quota to deflect scrutiny, and Hanlon commits to ambitious targets despite obvious warning signs, stalled communications, undefined next steps, and unclear decision makers. When the quarter closes, the forecast collapses dramatically. Shannon delivers only 60% of her projection. Kathleen achieves just 43%, and Hanlon closes a mere 12.5% of his forecast. The problem isn't lack of effort. It's that neither reps nor managers can articulate the exact stage of opportunities, genuine customer urgency, or the true decision makers controlling the buying process. What's truly needed isn't more activity, but better qualification. The ability to accurately assess which opportunities deserve attention and which should be disqualified. Without this fundamental skill, sales teams remain stuck in a pattern of high activity but low accomplishment. First-line sales managers are the critical fulcrum in sales organizations. Typically promoted top performers in their 30s, they receive minimal management training despite their crucial role. Many focus on friendship over development and struggle with leadership approaches, either pushing for more activity without strategic coaching or possessing natural leadership but lacking technical coaching abilities. The transformation begins when managers grasp that their success depends on their team's performance. This realization drives them to develop leadership skills and prioritize activities that boost team sales. Effective sales leaders escape the constant state of partial attention by eliminating distractions and listening to understand. They develop situational intuition and self-awareness of how their traits impact their teams. The best managers follow a continuous leadership cycle of inspiring, coaching, and inspecting, approaching each interaction with clear purpose. A well-structured sales process is like the rule book and court boundaries in basketball, essential for success. It benefits everyone. Reps achieve better win rates, managers coach effectively, executives get accurate forecasts, and customers understand solutions better. The enterprise sales process consists of 6 key stages. 1. Discovery. Investigate customer pain points to qualify accounts for forecasting. 2. Scoping. Quantify pain points by comparing current as-is process with future to-be state for cost justification. 3. Economic buyer meeting. Confirm solution alignment, budget, authority, and priority. 4. Validation event. Let customers verify solution effectiveness and cost justification metrics. 5. Business case. Present validation results to economic buyer, linking corporate objectives to solution. 6. Negotiate and close. Manage procurement, utilizing champion and economic buyer relationships. Each stage requires specific exit criteria based on verifiable customer events, not subjective assessments, ensuring forecast accuracy. Elite sales organizations follow a counterintuitive principle, slow down to go fast, by investing time to understand customer pain before rushing to solutions. A Northwestern Mutual salesman demonstrated this perfectly. Through targeted questions about family, finances, and support systems, he helped a resistant prospect visualize the devastating consequences of dying without life insurance. His wife forced to work, home sold, children in daycare, and college dreams abandoned. This transformed life insurance from irrelevant to essential. The best discovery focuses on finding pain above the noise, significant issues affecting revenue, profitability, and risk. Executives see themselves as forest rangers handling major threats, not firefighters tackling minor problems. Sales professionals who address these higher concerns gain better access to decision makers and budgets. Success also requires targeting the right customers. Like Jesse James robbing banks because that's where the money is, sales teams should focus on companies that will benefit most from their product's value, using an ideal customer profile that aligns product differentiators with specific pain points. The single most important decision sales leaders make is who they hire. As one executive put it, if you're a great recruiter or a lousy recruiter, recruiting will define you. Even if managers do everything else perfectly but hire C players, they'll struggle to succeed, while A players can overcome average management. The fundamental truth: A leaders recruit A players because they're secure, while B leaders recruit C players out of insecurity. This creates a self-perpetuating cycle where strong teams get stronger and weak teams continue to struggle. 5 character traits predict sales success more reliably than experience or technical skills. 1. Intelligence enables reps to quickly learn products, competition, processes, and customer use cases. 2. PhD, persistence, heart, and desire, provides the drive to master skills through thousands of iterations. 3. Coachability and adaptability allow reps to learn and adjust their approach based on feedback. 4. Integrity builds trust with both customers and team members. 5. Curiosity drives reps to ask better questions, conduct deeper discovery, and naturally uncover hidden opportunities. The most important insight? If their mother and father couldn't change them by 20 years old, then you can't change them. Character traits are inherent and largely unchangeable, making them the true predictors of long-term sales success. At the heart of sales qualification lies a simple yet powerful framework centered around 3 fundamental questions. Why do they have to buy? This uncovers the customer's pain points and which buyer is most impacted by those pains. Without identified pain, deals lack priority and momentum. 2. Why do they have to buy from us? This reveals whether reps understand how their product's differentiators map directly to customer pain points. Customers only care about how your product uniquely solves their specific use case. 3. Why do they have to buy now? This qualifier reveals whether the rep understands the implications of the customer not solving their pain, which drives urgency. If reps can't clearly answer these 3 whys, they're still in the discovery phase and haven't properly documented the customer's pain, buying motivation, or urgency. Each why builds upon the previous one, creating a comprehensive understanding of the customer's situation and preventing wasted time on deals that lack genuine buying momentum. When these principles are implemented correctly, the results can be transformative. Teams beat quarterly targets, set records for new logos, increase average deal sizes, and boost productivity per rep. More importantly, they develop the confidence and capability to consistently deliver predictable results, the ultimate goal of any sales organization.